tell us right off the bat here, what was the genesis of this? How did this come about?
We met our colleagues at one of the educational conferences a few months ago, and we did talk with our colleagues at the Radford Union School District about similar programs we have across the Metro Detroit and beyond area with more than 50 school districts, both in early middle college and dual enrollment. And we offered to partner to provide these opportunities for both the Radford Union High School students and also potentially the Hilbert Middle School students in the school district. And they acted fast, and we executed the agreement earlier today, which will provide exceptional opportunities for the 500 high school students to take dual enrollment classes all the way from being, sophomores in high school to seniors, with the opportunity of getting more than 40 credit hours and actually taking anywhere between 10 to 12 classes during high school, which, of course, will relieve a significant financial burden. We also executed a scholarship agreement with the school districts where eligible students who have taken, these dual enrollment classes at Lawrence Tech while they are at the high school would be eligible for $17,000 per year for a scholarship at Lawrence Tech. So it's pretty exciting. It's an amazing opportunity for our students.
Sure, Dr. Soap, you mentioned the financial incentive there and the fact that these are four-credit programs. Talk about some of the specific classes, some of the specific programs that we're talking about here. Just some examples.
Of course. We do have five colleges, so there will be classes in engineering, there will be classes in architecture and design, there will be classes in areas like data analytics, and business intelligence, and cybersecurity, and project management as such within our College of Business, and there will also be health sciences introductory classes offered to these students from our College of Health Sciences, in addition to computer science and artificial intelligence classes from our College of Arts and Sciences. So it's actually a pretty significant diverse menu of classes, anywhere between 15 to 20 classes.
We hear those are good examples. We thank you for those. We hear a lot of talk these days, and particularly since the pandemic, about high school students' preparation or lack of preparation for college level work. It seems like this would maybe not alleviate the concern, but does it speak to it?
That's absolutely the point, Kyle. I mean, the point is, I think many of us in higher education, and particularly, to be very honest, at Lawrence Tech, have realized from the get-go, right before the pandemic, and of course more amplified after the pandemic, that we need to really partner with the high school districts and try to work with these students before they come to us after they graduate from high school. And I think the engagement, having them be on a college campus, having them engaged in laboratories and workshops and studios and research centers, being able to visit science and math clubs and architecture clubs and look at students who are 2 or 3 years older who are doing amazing work in one of the top technological universities in the country is a pretty good incentive for them to up their game and be confident that they can make it. So that's the whole point. The point is we don't want to wait really for students to graduate from the high schools. We want to partner with our colleagues in these school districts to provide these opportunities and to excite the students and help prepare them even better while they are in the school district.